Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there. From Jim, thank you, Jim. Do you believe it's possible to have a free and fair 2024 election? Is enough being done to eliminate the widespread use of the highly vulnerable electronic voting machines and mass paper ballot fraud? This is a huge concern, and we're going into 2024 recognizing that they may cheat in ways that have thus far been unimaginable. I mean, they're already doing it now by going full banana republic, trying to keep Trump off the ballot. I have to be honest, Jim, I'll answer your question in two ways. One, things are being done to push back against the corruption. All right. So you do have some pretty good electoral integrity bills passed into law in Georgia. We'll see. They're trying to undo them. But in Wisconsin, you had the Supreme Court there declare all their ballot harvesting to be unconstitutional, given their state constitution. They have very, very strict mail-in ballot laws. So have things been done? Yes. I mean, we're seeing that, especially with Fulton County, if I recall. No, it's Coffee County in Georgia, where they do have evidence that electronic voting was tampered with in, if I recall, in 2020, or it might have even been 2016. It was actually, ironically, a Democrat briefing, a Democrat case that was brought up there back from, if I recall, the 2016 election. And it's kind of backfiring now in terms of getting the courts to say, yeah, maybe there is something there in terms of electronic voting and its possible vulnerabilities to manipulation. So things are being done. Is it enough? We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. So that's my first part of the question. The second answer is the very fact that they're trying to get rid of Trump through weaponized lawfare signals to me they don't trust that they're going to be able to steal it in the same way they did in 2020. They don't think 2020 is going to be able to happen again. So you're going to have to balance that out. Yes, things are being done. And I guess as far as the left is concerned, enough is being done so as to concern them so much with regard to their ability to engage in shenanigans. They're trying to take Trump out a different way. Colorado Supreme Court, all that good stuff. So there you go. That's how I'm balancing it up.
But first, gang, I got to tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
Thank you, Jim. Mickey, question, Dr. Steve. Been hearing a lot about the left starting a campaign of false information about Trump now and ramp up slot about before the election. Also hearing the left will attempt to steal the election again. Anything that you can do to keep Trump out of office. If we don't watch out and start catching this, steal old Sleepy Joe will be back in the White House. Couldn't agree with you more. Again, we're going to have to be more diligent this year than ever before. I mean, again, 2016 shocked them. To this day, they cannot believe Trump pulled that off. They thought Hillary was a guarantee. They didn't have to do anything. So 2020, they made sure Trump didn't win. I mean, Time Magazine admitted that. Time Magazine ran a whole spread on how big tech and deep state three-letter agencies all work together with bureaucrats to make sure at the legacy media to make sure that Trump didn't win. Right. Zuckerberg, you name Zuckerbox, all you name it. All, I mean, it was a deliberate orchestrated attempt to make sure Trump didn't win. They were like, thank God, because he's such a threat to democracy. So, again, there's their projection. Right. So they're going to pull out all the stops in 2024 like never before. But again, the very fact that they're trying to take Trump out this way tells me they don't think they can do it at the ballot box. And if his polls continue to go up the way they've been going up, he'll be way beyond the margin of fraud in that sense. I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.